Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the former Nevada Republican State Party Chair, Amy Tarkanian, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Amy Tarkanian. She's the former Republican State Party chair. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Always. Your husband Danny is running in CD3, raising a lot of money.
Yep.
Does he have concerns that the anti-Michael Robeson campaign will be split between Danny, Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, and former NPR guy Andy Matthews?
Sure, there's always some small concern that that's going to happen. Hopefully, once everyone sees, though, how far ahead he is financially and also where he's at in the polls. We did do a poll recently, and that will come out. I'm not sure exactly when they're going to release it, but it has him ahead at a significant amount. So I think once the voters see how well he's doing, it's going to pretty much be between him and Michael.
When you go around the state, as I know you and Danny travel constantly, what do the Republican Party faithful say in terms of the commerce tax?
Well, they're not too happy about it. I mean, we also had the margins tax, which started off the whole brouhaha, and all the voters turned it down almost unanimously. And then you had that turn right back around, and you had somebody like Michael Robeson, who actually signed the no tax pledge, went in and then shoved this down the voters' throats, despite us turning down the margins tax. He also not only forced that down our throats, but he voted 29 out of 29 possible tax increase times in the last legislative session. Not even all Democrats did that. So there's a lot of people out there who are very angry and frustrated with what happened this last session.
So what kind of money do you think it's going to take to be viable in the primary? Is it over $1 million this time around?
It might be for some of the others in the race that are going to have to catch up to, say, myself, being my family with my husband. He has already a very strong base that has followed him and continues to support him. We also have, of course, our community service involvement. Our name recognition is pretty high.
say the least.
Right. but we're involved heavily in the community, and that's something that a lot of these other candidates can't compete with.
Why do you think Michelle Fiore jumped in?
I'm not sure. I know a lot of people were questioning that and were wondering, why would she leave a seat that she has done so well with and just stay in the assembly? Because now we could very possibly lose that seat. We're going to need every seat possible this go around. It's not going to be that easy for us. You know, last time they called it the red wave. I don't really think it was a red wave as much as Democrats didn't have a good reason to go out and vote. You had on the governor's side a guy who lost to none of the above. There was really no excitement, no reason for the Democrats to come out. So you can call it what you will, but this time around it's going to be a lot more difficult for Republicans.
How do you think the people that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are bringing into the party or getting them to register and actually coming out to vote in the primaries are going to affect what happens here?
I think that depends on what happens at the national convention. You have a lot of people that registered for the first time to vote because Donald Trump has excited them for whatever reason. Maybe they feel that his economy talk is going to be what's the best for America. He talks very strong. He's not my cup of tea, but a lot of people like the way that he speaks. They're looking for somebody who's no nonsense, somebody who doesn't mind his P's and Q's, and that's definitely Donald Trump. But if he doesn't get that 1,237 delegates in order to be our presidential nominee, you're probably going to have a lot of people stay home, which that could hurt the Republicans as well and the down ticket. Even if he's close within a matter of 50 to 100 delegates and he still doesn't become the nominee, there are threats out there of people either rioting or staying home. So this is going to be a wild ride, and this is something that we definitely have to watch closely.
And so you don't think that candidates will or supporters will move from one candidate to another? Because, I mean, there's some talk out there that, you know, if Bernie Sanders doesn't make it, his people will actually go with Trump because they're more aligned than the conventional candidates.
Trump has excited a lot of people. I know firsthand, a friend of mine ran his ground game out here in the state of Nevada. He said that leading up to the cutoff to register Republican to participate in the caucus, he had people walk into the Las Vegas office daily, and he would turn in new registration forms anywhere from 25 to 125 daily. That is unheard of. So Donald Trump has actually helped the Republican Party increase our registration numbers. So that I'm very thankful for. You have people all over the map being young, old, middle class, upper class, different ethnicity backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. It doesn't matter what it is. And despite what the media wants you to believe, when they keep saying that it's a white-only group voting base that's supporting Donald, it's not the case. It's almost the opposite.
Well, a lot of times, you know, you can go back, and this is, I think, a little bit before your time, but when Reagan ran the first time, the organization was done on Christian radio. And people didn't really realize what was going on because they weren't listening to Christian radio. Mm-hmm. And they were very well organized, and they turned out the vote and delivered it for Ronald Reagan. So it doesn't surprise me that there's a lot more out there that the media in general doesn't necessarily know about. Do you feel badly about the lack of civility? Because, you know, you've been on this program many times. We have disagreed on lots of different issues. It has never been less than civil.
No. And I would actually agree with that. And that's probably why I keep coming on. Because I do enjoy our conversations, and I think it would be boring if you and I agreed all the time. That's something that I do pride myself in. I'm very close with a number of Democrats that I disagree with.
And I'm not one.
but they are some of my dearest friends, and we learn a lot from each other by having that civil discourse. And I do find it very embarrassing and a little disheartening, to say the least, when you watch somebody like Donald Trump attacking Heidi Cruz. What's been going on between the two gentlemen and dealing with their wives and dragging their wives into this? It's very disgusting and it's very sad. And Ted Cruz's pack, you know, it wasn't Ted Cruz himself, but his pack, who displayed Melania almost nude in a state that's predominantly Latter-day Saint, that's not right either. I think that it should be left up to these two gentlemen. If these two gentlemen want to be jerks, And if they want to talk nasty to each other, so be it. But I think once you start dragging in their wives, their children, it gets nasty, it gets embarrassing, it's rude, it's obnoxious, and I don't appreciate it.
And that's where we're going to take a break. More with Amy Tarkanian when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian. The Republican Party is frantically trying to find somebody else that they can put in at the convention or run as a third-party candidate. Do you see somebody out there that could match that bill? Because I don't think Paul Ryan wants the job.
Right. They even said that about him for speaker. So this poor guy is just getting his name thrown out there for every position. I'm not exactly sure who would fit that mold. I know that there's a lot of people out there who are just so upset with what's going on right now. Like we just discussed, you know, they don't like the tone, maybe, of Donald Trump. They don't necessarily agree with what Senator Cruz has to say. So they are looking for that third party, or not necessarily third party. Well, there actually is a lot of people
They're talking about it. They're saying to run a Republican as a third party candidate if Trump were to get the nomination.
Yeah, backpedal on that. That's correct. But I'm not sure who would fit that bill. I mean, I actually supported Carly Fiorina first, and then I went to Governor Kasich after Carly, but neither one of them are making it to the very end. Now, I know Governor Kasich's still in the race, and he's hoping for the best, and he keeps telling...
At the time we're taping this, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And he's saying that he wouldn't want to be anyone's vice president. Now, I'm sure his mind would change if it were offered to him. But, I mean, you've heard anywhere now from possibly Governor Walker... You've heard Mitt Romney, and what Mitt Romney did, that really discouraged and angered a lot of Republicans who once loved Mitt Romney. I loved Mitt Romney. I voted for the guy twice, but what he did by trying to take control of the situation and basically talk down to the voters and tell the voters how it's going to play out, what you need to do in order to take down Donald Trump, that did not go over well at all. It actually backfired. So this is going to be interesting. And I called the RNC on the way here, and hopefully they'll return my call by the time we're done taping here. But I had questions as well as to what's going to happen at this convention. I want to be a delegate at this. I think this is going to be very intriguing and very historical, quite honestly. I'd like to be a part of it. But here in Nevada, we are bound delegates. The first round.
Right.
Right. Only the first round. So after that, it's a free-for-all, basically. But in 2012, they put in place a rule to basically not allow Ron Paul to give a speech at the convention and let Mitt Romney then proceed. They're going to have to backtrack and get rid of that rule if they're going to maybe have someone like a Governor Kasich be nominated on the floor that day. So I'm not sure how they're going to deal with this.
Well, one of the things that's most interesting to watch this, you know, certainly from my vantage point, is that these are private parties. These are not under the Constitution parties. Mm-hmm. So they can do whatever they want to do.
Sure.
And the party establishment is a handful of people. So what they're thinking is that we don't want what we have right now. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that Jeb Bush came out in favor of Ted Cruz?
Yes. In fact, I was even surprised that Carly came out for Ted Cruz. I think more so these people are doing this, and I could be wrong. Of course, this is just a guess. I think that they're doing it because they are so fearful of a President Trump that they're just willing to throw their weight behind whoever is left at this point, just so that way it's to put Trump basically in a corner and in timeout.
Well, you know what's interesting is that you've got two very conservative, very successful businessmen, which between them probably worth about $5 billion, which is Phil Ruffin of Treasure Island and Steve Wynn, mm-hmm. who are total Donald Trump supporters.
I know.
What does that tell you?
I don't know.
There's something more to Donald Trump than just what we're seeing on the TV.
Well, I mean, people do say, you know, they talk about, oh, well, he's done so well in business. And then the other side you hear, well, he's filed bankruptcy. He's a horrible businessman. I don't know which one to believe. Obviously, if he's hanging out with guys like that, he must be doing something right financially.
Best friends.
Right, best friends.
I mean, Steve Wynn goes back to him to the Atlantic City days. Mm-hmm. Phil Ruffin has known him forever. They're
Wasn't
best
he in
friends.
His wedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, these guys would not take this situation lightly, and mm-hmm. they are both solid Republicans.
And they were both, I believe they were both there. I know Phil was definitely there. I attended the Sean Hannity taping when they interviewed Donald Trump here at Caesar's Palace. And when Donald entered the room, Phil was sitting there in the front row. I didn't see Mr. Wynn. He might have been there, though. It was a pretty packed room. But the entire place went bananas. You would have thought Elvis Presley entered the building. Women were swooning. Men were puffing their chests up like, oh, that's my boy. I thought, are we looking at the same guy? What's going on here? The guy has charisma. People love him. They flock to him. I don't get it, but apparently lots of other people do.
More with Amy Tarkanian when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Does your car need body work? Looking to try a new color or touch up the old one? Call Nacho's Paint and Body for everything from scratches to full repair. Amazing work at even better prices. Nacho's Paint and Body, where our quality services means your total satisfaction.
When you're driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Black Rifle. See us at sparksblackrifle.com.
These streets can be tough, and too often they're the end of the road for vulnerable young women. Nevada has a serious crisis, the sex trafficking of teenage girls. As Attorney General, I made it my mission to fight back, increasing prison time for pimps and predators, expanding the sex offender registry, and giving victims the right to sue their captors. I'm Catherine Cortez Masto. I approve this message because I know we can make a difference to save these young lives.
Don't let your insurance company dictate where to take your damaged vehicle. Bring it to Nacho's Paint and Body. Nacho can bring any damaged vehicle back to life. Call 324-1717. Nacho's Paint and Body, where our quality services means your total satisfaction.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian. And your thoughts on Sharon Engel getting into the race with Joe Heck.
Why? That's all I've got to say. You know, she's a very nice woman. She really is.
I agree.
But we've got to rally the troops together behind Joe Heck. This is going to be such a difficult race. You have two excellent candidates on either side. Catherine Cortez Masto, whether if you agree with her policy or not, she's a very intelligent, well-spoken woman who's very well-connected.
And sure.
Yes. And Joe, just as equally the same. So the Republicans, we need to get behind Congressman Heck, soon to be hopefully U.S. Senator Heck. And what Sharon's doing, and I know Sharon has ran some very close races, so you can't necessarily write her off. She has done fairly well. She has had some extremely close races, but I think this is going to hurt Joe. Even if even if Sharon takes a few points, Joe's going to need every percentage point possible.
Right, but Joe is very well known in Southern Nevada, not so well known in Northern Nevada, and maybe having a primary fight will help him in terms of Northern Nevada.
Maybe. But you have to remember, too, Joe did have a small run for governor at one point. So he is known.
Oh, no, trust me, he may be known within the party,
yeah,
but he is not known within the general public.
Well, then he'll have to get out and do a better job. But I know that his team is everywhere. He has an exceptional team, and his social media team is fantastic, too, all over the place.
Let's talk about the Merrick Garland Supreme Court nomination. The New York Times over the last couple of weeks has said this is being pushed back against by the NRA. Mm. What do you think about that?
You know, I haven't done too much homework on this individual, but you have both sides kicking and screaming, saying, hey, you need to make a move, or saying, hey, don't make a move. Nobody is breaking any rule. They're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So the president has made his nomination, and the Senate has made it very clear that they're not going to take it to the floor. They're not breaking any rule by saying that. And I know it's discouraging some of the Democrats and making them upset, but if the shoe were on the other foot, which in history it has been, the rules are the rules, so nobody is breaking any rules by doing what they're doing at this point.
I know, but you know, first of all, the fact that it's extremely rude that you have a person of this caliber, no matter, you know, and even Justice Roberts came out and said that he's unhappy with the way that the system is being politicized, which is kind of unusual. But if you look at past nominations, even the ones that went through crazy nominating processes, they tended to be passed by 90-plus in the Senate. So the fact that they won't even meet with the guy, because I was talking to Senator Bryan about this, and I said, you know, the Senate is, you know, they labor through everything.
Right.
They could just do what they normally do, and it could take to the end of the year before they held any kind of hearing.
That's true.
So for them to publicly say, we're not going to even meet with the guy, it just doesn't seem appropriate. I mean,
I agree with you on that, actually.
I mean, it's like you saying, I'm not going to talk to Sam Shad until after the election. I mean, I don't think that would happen.
That would be sad. No, I actually agree with that statement, though. But they came out with that very bold statement before the president even had a nominee. They probably should have waited a little bit until the president had a nominee before they wanted to make up their mind if they wanted to even talk to the guy or not. I don't see a problem with actually having a sit-down discussion and maybe finding out a little bit more about this individual, if Republicans would be more comfortable or not with him. But they seem to be pretty stubborn at this point.
Except,
but like I said, they're not breaking any rules.
Except for the ones that are up for re-election and are getting a lot of pressure in their districts to say, at least, you know, at minimum, have the conversation.
Right.
You know, another thing while you're on the campaign trail, are people talking about the possibility of recreational marijuana? Is that a topic that's coming up at all?
It's not a main priority. It's probably more at the bottom of the totem pole. I hear it every once in a while. I'm actually for it. I'm not against it. I don't know where my husband stands on that. I know my mother-in-law, city councilwoman Lois Tarkanian, she's not so thrilled with it. She has a number of the facilities, I believe, in her district.
Right.
So she's been trying to meet with people and learn more about the pros and cons of it. I'm for it.
How do you assess the Democratic opposition in CD3? It's an evenly split district with five candidates running on that.
On the Republican side?
No, on the Democrat side.
On the Democrat side?
Yeah.
I've only met Jackie Rosen once. Jesse, I have never met. I know a couple of people that are working for him that I actually happen to be friends with. The others, I don't know. Those are the only two names that I actually come to my mind.
You know, it's funny because it's such an evenly split district that you would think that more prominent Democrats would have jumped in.
Oh, no, no, no. It actually went Republican, I believe, six out of the last seven times. And my dear friend, Erin Bilbray, who ran last time, she was thrown under the bus by her own party. So I think that Democrats are not so eager to jump in just by watching what they did or didn't do to Erin.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Amy Tarkanian, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Good luck
on the campaign trail.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
A lot of really smart decisions get made every day in places like this. And in places like this. Switch to the Spectrum Triple Play with the smartest TV, internet, and voice services, just $29.99 a month each. Call 844-955-2999. How smart is Spectrum? You get all your HD channels free. Plus, watch primetime shows from your favorite networks free on demand anytime. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. And with Spectrum, you get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL with a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-955-2999. And Spectrum Voice means unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. Get Spectrum TV, internet, and voice with no contracts. Just $29.99 a month each. Make the smart move. Call 844-955-2999.
Bobby Pages and NARD, your nationalized partner in textile restoration. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages. Bobby Pages.
Sinclair Broadcast Group Incorporated is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our station, please notify Human Resources at 4920 Brookside Court in Reno or call 861-1105. Sinclair Broadcast Group is an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace.
It's Ram Truck Month at Reno Dodge. All Remini 2015 Ram 1500s are on sale. Get the new 2015 Ram 1500 Express for only $29,000 even. And you can shop our entire inventory online.
Reno Dodge. Powered by trust, driven by you.
Watch Ask Joe. Weeknights on News 4 at 6.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.